Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Damian Philippon, the COO and co-founder of Zelros, that delivers real-time personalized insurance recommendations across channels. And Mr. Philippon, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric, and thanks for having me. I'm very pleased to participate to your podcast.
And of course, we're certainly pleased that you joined us here today. So as we know, nowadays, insurance companies suffer from bad image and or reputation. How can you explain this? Why does this happen?
Sure. Well, basically, insurance industry is probably one of the last remaining industries which has not yet really put the customer at the center. You know, they usually even don't speak about customers. They are used to say to speak about policyholders. And I would say that there are a couple of reasons explaining why customers are not 100% happy, you know, about their insurance providers. But the number one reason from our standpoint is the lack of insurance literacy. You know that insurance is a complex product. It's quite hard, you know, to understand why you need specific coverage and how to relate, you know, the coverage with the price. And, you know, you can be happy with something that is on one hand costly and on the other hand that you don't really understand. And today, insurance players still fail to explain in a personalized manner why insurance is relevant to their customers.
Some really important information and feedback just on that first question. Some great takeaways already. How much do you think a broker or a carrier knows about their policyholder profile and context? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, well theoretically, I think that they could know a lot about their policyholder profile and context. But they actually kind of fail to leverage what they know, you know, in a smart way. Insurance players collect quite comprehensive information on their policyholders, but they have a couple of roadblocks, you know, that they can't overcome. Number one, they struggle to organize a myriad of various data sources that they have, like they have, you know, policyholder profile information, contract information, claims data, call center logs, internet browsing logs, and it's quite hard for them, you know, to structure that in a smart way. Number two, they are not yet able to analyze some new types of data that we call unstructured data, like documents, like emails or voice discussions, and those unstructured data sources, they contain very insightful information on their policyholders. And number three, which is probably the most important one, it is not in their culture yet to be proactive about their policyholders. Today, insurance players hardly reach out to their policyholders, you know, to behave as a real partner in life. They are mostly, you know, waiting idle, you know, for inbound calls.
Another question for you as well. How often does a customer reassess their risk over time? What's your experience in those regards?
Well, we just conducted a survey across the world, and we realized that most customers don't reassess their risks over time unless they are forced to. And the question, obviously, is whether the insurance still covers their needs as their life move forward. And you know, during our lives, we undergo different life event changes that might turn our policies less relevant. If you think about, you know, birth, marriage, new purchase, health changes, are all, you know, factors that should make, you know, customers update their insurance to always be best protected. And we believe it is the duty of insurers or brokers to protect and inform their clients about these changes. And we believe that recommendation engines like the ones that we develop at Zelros, and like the ones, you know, that we are used to experience, you know, in other industries like, you know, Amazon, Netflix or YouTube, will help in that regard. You know, recommendation engines are fueled with data and AI, and they will help insurance to become more proactive, more relevant, and more personalized when advising, you know, customers on their protections.
We certainly do appreciate your visit with us here today and the insight shared so far. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Damian Philippon, the COO and co-founder of Zelros, that delivers real-time personalized insurance recommendations across channels here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as you know, Mr. Philippon, the world is changing and changing fast. Are there any new types of risk to be considered at this time?
Yeah, the bad news is our world is harder and harder to insure. You know, if you think about just natural disasters, you know, wildfires, floods, hurricanes, extreme heat waves. If you think as well about pandemics, if you think about, unfortunately, wars, or if you think about cybersecurity threats, you know, these are all examples of new types of risks happening out there. So if we take just an example, you know, you remember probably the deep freeze in Texas last year in 2021. It led, you know, to $30 billion in losses, and only half of which were insured. So again, you know, data and AI can now be used to proactively and more accurately assess your personal risk and check whether you can still get, you know, good coverage for those risks.
Yeah, that certainly is a good example on risks that we may not be looking for. Also, how can we make sure that we are the best protected? Talk to us about that.
Well, to circle back with my answer to your first question about why insurance suffers from a bad image or reputation, I'd say try to increase your insurance literacy as much as possible, because this is the only way as an individual, you know, to make sure that you are best protected. And to achieve this, make sure that you select a carrier or broker that really understands in depth your profile and your context. Make sure that you select, again, a carrier or broker that doesn't sit, you know, idle waiting for you to call. Make sure as well that you don't pay for protection meaningless to you. And make sure on the other hand, you know, that you pay for the protection that you really need.
Once again, Mr. Philippon, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Zelros. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a final word, or a piece of advice that you'd like to share as we do conclude today?
Yeah, sure. I would say that insurance industry is a very, very important industry. Nowadays, you know, as I said, you know, our whole world is not really stable, and insurance industry has a great mission to make sure that, you know, the 8 billion people on Earth are best protected against these hazards. And we try to bring our humble, you know, contribution to this challenge of making sure, you know, we are all as individual best protected in our daily life.
Certainly do appreciate the concluding remarks and insight. Once again, thanks for everything. If listeners wanted to get more information on Zelros or to be in touch, where's the best place online to get further details?
Well, you can reach me through LinkedIn. That is the easiest way. Or you can reach me at damian@zelros.com. I'll be happy, you know, to engage with you.
And of course, we certainly appreciate that invitation to be directly in contact with you. Again, folks, for more details, visit zelros.com. This link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Philippon, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Damian Philippon, the COO and co-founder of Zelros, that delivers real-time personalized insurance recommendations across channels. And for all the details, visit Zelros.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.